Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Have another great show that's coming up for you today. Abraham McDonald is joining us again to talk to us not only about all the great projects that he's been involved in since his last appearance on our program, but also an event that's coming up this weekend for those that are joining us live. On Saturday, January the 25th, the Dreamland Foundation presents Remembering Luther, The Night I Fell in Love. We're going to talk to Abraham not only about the event, but also how it's going to be benefiting his Dreamland Foundation. He announced actually through social media that the event is already sold out. We're going to talk to him about that experience, what those who are attending can expect, and of course, you know, what his hope is for those who are involved in the Dreamland Foundation. Now, Abraham, as I mentioned, has been quite busy since his last appearance on our program. One of the things that he's been doing is he's released a duet with Rebecca Holden, a song that's gotten a whole lot of attention called Dreams Come True. We're going to let you guys hear that song and let you know how you can get it for yourselves. Here it is. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Conversations Live.
Oh,
was Dreams Come True, of course, by Rebecca Holden and Abraham McDonald. As I said, Abraham is joining us again on the program to talk to us about his upcoming event this weekend, as well as where the proceeds are going to be benefiting the Dreamland Foundation. Abraham, hello to you, and welcome back to the show.
Yes, sir. How are you today, man?
Doing great. What about yourself, Abraham?
I'm good.
Well, if there's anyone that knows that dreams come true, you're that guy. I mean, you know exactly, you know, what it means to dream and to believe and to have the faith. And here you are now with another big accomplishment. For one thing, this song in itself, you know, for those who are just hearing it, I mean, has really just exploded. I mean, over 507,000 views on YouTube. Of course, the single is available in various forms. What has it been like for you, first of all, Abraham, to see the way that people have responded to the duet?
Well, you know, it's an amazing song. I think that Joel Diamond and Rudy Perez did a great job in the area of production. I'm not that surprised, though, to be honest with you, Cyrus, because it's an amazing song. And it's one of those records where it didn't matter who sang it. You know what I'm saying? It's that good of a record. So
yeah.
I'm just happy that I was a part of that.
Well, you have another event that's going to be coming up this weekend. The Dreamland Foundation is going to be presenting you and Luther, The Night I Fell in Love. Now, you announced on social media, actually, I saw it this morning, that the event has sold out. First of all, you know, how does that feel to go into this knowing it's sold out already?
Surreal. It's surreal. Like, you know, I had this idea over a year ago, just about a year ago, and to see it happening, coming to fruition, manifesting, is just amazing. Sometimes things get a little rocky, but you just have to stay the course, you know, and
right.
Everything will begin to work itself out. Remembering Luther, The Night I Fell in Love is my homage, my tribute, my honoring the incomparable Luther Vandross, who I feel like has just given so much vocally, not just as an R&B singer, but he's an American crooner. I see him along the lines of the Frank Sinatras, you know, of the world, the Nat King Cole's of the, you know what I'm saying, that graced our radios at one time on a daily. And I think Luther, it's been, you know, 9 years since his passing. And I just felt like, yo, why are they not celebrating my boy? They need to celebrate him. And you know what? If you're not going to celebrate him, I'm going to celebrate him.
Right.
And I've just seen so many people respond positively to that.
And you know what I think is so interesting? I mean, you're doing this, I have to say, does not surprise me because, I mean, people, you know better than I know, Abraham, that comparisons are made with you and your voice all the time. And, of course, Luther is one of those people who come up when, you know, especially I know when people were first hearing about you. You know, do you feel as though with this project that it really almost, in some respects, is a full circle moment for you? Because a lot of us got to know you singing Luther on Oprah, and now here you are being able to do this amazing tribute, benefiting this great foundation. Do you see this as one of your full circle moments?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, that I played that moment back in my head. Actually, not the moment of me doing Superstar on Oprah, but when I first sang for the camera, when
okay.
I didn't know if anything was going to happen. I sang Superstar then, and I still remember the energy. I remember everything I put into it in that moment, because I love the record, and I feel like, you don't touch anything Luther's done unless you're going to be serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that the team I have and the amazing group of performers, we all see him the same way, and so we're the dedication that's there is amazing. So yes, it's a complete full circle to have, you know, stepped back into the realm of music, doing a Luther Vandross song, because most people know that before that little moment on that golf course, I hadn't sung in years. And
yeah.
It was Superstar that brought my vocal gift back to life. So, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then just, you know, like people say, well, you've been getting this comparison since you were a kid. And I say, well, yeah, but I didn't believe it until Miss Patty said it, you know, and that was around, I was like around 27, 28 years old. Miss
mm-hmm.
Patty LaBelle said, you remind me of my baby, you remind me of Luther. And when she said that, that's when for me, I didn't believe, oh, I sing like Luther, I sound like Luther, but that there's a remnant, you know? And if I was going to have a remnant of anyone, why not Luther?
Yeah. You know, this whole conversation, and I should say, you know, I've been, you know, had the opportunity of speaking with you a few times on this program, though, Abraham, but this is the first time that you and I have spoken since, you know, your amazing year in 2012, where, of course, in May 2012, you know, you let all of us know through your website, you know, about what you were going through health-wise, especially with your voice. When you look at that time, May 2012, you know, when you were going through those challenges and then, of course, going through the healing and then being able to, you know, to share that gift again, what do you think has kept you sustained? Because, you know, just like I know, I mean, when it comes to, you know, your goals and your dreams, you have all of these hopes and aspirations and you've been able to live so many of those. How did you view that challenge of 2012 that kept you moving forward to where you are now?
Oh, my God. 2012 was a beautiful and rough year. That, of course, was the year I got to serenade our First Lady, and I did a lot of traveling, a lot of cool stuff. But when my chords took a hit, my vocal cords took a hit, it was like, wow. What was beautiful about it, though, Cyrus, I would say, is that it was in that time frame that I realized how much I enjoy communicating with God through song. And that's what pained me more than anything, that I couldn't sing to him. It hurt, you know. And I remember sitting in church one day, and it's when I had that moment that you know, like I have to be able to worship. I have to. And I remember sitting there, and I tasted a bit of the politic verse, and something said sing, and I did, and I could. And I was like, yo, this is, wow. But I think it was surrendering to that moment that, like, yo, your gift is for the world, but your gift is for God first. So that's why I'm really picky, if you will, about which songs I choose to sing, because I'm not communicating just for myself.
Yeah.
I believe that the song language that I get to communicate, I get to speak, sing, is one that comes from the throne room. So, and that's real for me. It may not be real for a lot of other singers. It could be about the next hit and all that. But I'm like, yo, nah, that's not what he told me in a dream.
Right.
So I hold on to the dreams that he's given me, and I watch them manifest one by one.
And that's exactly what's been happening. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with the one and only Abraham McDonald. He's back with us after what's been a long time, actually, since he's been on with us. It's hard to believe. Time passes by so fast. But Abraham's been quite busy, and he's getting ready for a very big event this weekend. It's one of the main things we're talking about with the Dreamland Foundation. Music Fund is going to be benefiting from his event that he's doing, Luther, The Night I Fell in Love, a musical tribute to Luther Vandross. So, you know, it's funny, you know, I went back and listened to our last conversation, and if you can believe it, it was actually 2011 was the last time that you were on this show. And in that conversation, you talked about an event that was taking place, a tribute, if you remember this, that you were doing for Luther Vandross for TV1 at the time with Niecy Nash. Do you see that was kind of the seed being planted for you?
You know what? Niecy, I remember when I got that call, and, you know, the big sis. When I got that call, it was overwhelming because, you know, it's not just that, you know, it could be different if it were, you know, you got called to sing at an event and you're going to do this Luther song, and it's going to be amazing. But this is national television. That was making a statement by saying, you come sing this so amazing by Luther. We don't have Luther here, but we do have Abraham McDonald. That was huge. And I do consider that one of the many seeds that have been planted toward this event. Shirley Ralph is actually who, you know, she a number of years ago, she's just like, yo, you have to do this. You have to do it. And I finally got the courage. You know, you again, with Mr. Vandross, you don't run up on that, Cyrus. You creep.
Right.
You creep up on that. To make sure that you know what I'm saying, you know, that it's a huge statement to say I'm going to do Luther Vandross, and it's really crazy, amazing to have, like I said, sold out already, and those people are like, yeah, we're coming to hear these songs. So I'm like, yeah, you're coming to hear them, and I'm definitely going to be there to sing them.
Right. Right. And I think it's great. It is for a great cause. Of course, you're being a great artist, Abraham, but it's for a great cause. You have been a person that has been a big supporter of giving. You give so freely of yourself. You're always staying in contact with your fans, you know, being able to communicate with them. Talk to us about the Dreamland Foundation and the work that it's doing to help our youth and to inspire them.
The Dreamland Foundation is an amazing organization. Started in 2008, but that's not the seed. The seed was planted in 1997 when I first started working in schools, and I would go to different schools and create programming. And I looked for schools where there were kids who didn't necessarily have the best grades, and they needed something to help pull them along. The Dreamland Foundation is a refined version of that. I'm not able to go into schools as often as I'd like to now. So what I do now is with the Dreamland Foundation, we choose students. This year we have Victor Ekpo, who's a violinist, Giovanni Martinez, a viola player, Kennedy Tizama, who's a singer and dancer, and Janelle Townsend, who's a singer and actress. And what we've basically done is we've set up platforms for them to be able to share and showcase their gifts, for them to be able to study with some of the top industry professionals. So the event on the 25th, this Saturday, is really about giving these students to New York. A couple of them are going to New York to study with Wendy Parr. One of them will be studying with Dave Straub with Vocalize You. Victor Ekpo, who's a violinist, wants to play the bass. So we've set him up with a couple of with Harvey Estrada to learn how to play the bass, even though he's an amazing violin player. And the same with Giovanni, placing him with a private instructor to help get him to that first chair that he said. He's a 10-year-old kid who said, "I want first chair," and has been doing everything he can do, including composing his own music, to get to first chair.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You know,
amazing.
They have you as an example, Abraham, and your example is an amazing one. And what you've been able to do, you mentioned, of course, just one of the many highlights, of course. You mentioned serenading the First Lady. There's so many great things you've been able to do since we first saw you on Oprah during that karaoke challenge. You know, when I was thinking about you doing this weekend, again, as I said earlier, I'm not surprised that, you know, that you're, you know, for one thing, able to do this, because, as you know, not everyone can see Luther. But I think the great thing about you is that you, in all that you do, you have become so comfortable with yourself, so comfortable with who you are as an individual and the gift that you bring. How did you do that? Because there are so many people that still struggle with that, even in your industry, who, you know, are so busy trying to be like someone else. How have you been able to really discover who Abraham McDonald is and walk in that?
That's good, Cyrus. That's good. I think it's a continued walk. You know what I'm saying? There's something, you know, you face new challenges and things that make you, that pop, make you wake up differently. And I don't mean, you know, an actual physical wake up. I mean just in that space of who am I, right? To me, I'm the same Abraham I've always been. I've always wanted to work with youth. I've always done that. I've always created programs. I've always, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always created reasons to do things. I would say the biggest part for me, Cyrus, is really holding the hand of God. It gets really tough out here, man. And I feel like when you aren't connected to your source, it's easy to waver. It's easy to fall off. And falling off isn't about people noticing your name or seeing how often you're out there. Falling off is a mental space. When you don't believe who God has told you you are, I tell people all the time, you better know exactly who you are, unless the people will tell you. And they might get it wrong. So you got to know, you know. So there are things that, like my sister and I, Breeze, we're adamant about character checks, you feel me, integrity checks. We're adamant about those things. You don't get to judge my character. You don't get to judge my integrity. I know who I am because I know who I walk with.
And that's it. And, you know, and I think if people are able to do that, Abraham, I think they would be a lot happier, because it has to be, I mean, such, I think, an unhappy, you know, existence to be able to, you know, try to walk, you know, being someone else. But I think when you can, as you were saying, when you can be yourself and be that to the fullest, I think it's definitely a great blessing. Again, everyone, Abraham McDonald has been our guest, a man who has been very busy, but right now he's preparing for the big event coming up this Saturday. For those who are joining us live, the Dreamland Foundation is presenting Abraham McDonald in Remembering Luther, The Night I Fell in Love. It's Saturday, January the 25th. The event is already sold out. But Abraham, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and find out what's coming up for you next?
Yes. They can go to IamABMcDonald on Instagram. They can go to Facebook, AbrahamMcDonald001. They can check out my YouTube channel, Abraham McDonald, my Twitter, Abraham McDonald. We usually keep everybody up on things. Like, you know, we're doing this show on Saturday. We have some amazing people that are, you know, making cameos and that are going to be in the room. And then Monday night, I do my first table read for the next play I'm doing. So,
wow.
You know, it really is like, yo, man, keep yourself busy doing what you love doing, you know, and offering yourself opportunities to get better. That's one of the things. A friend of mine, I was in Nashville filming the video for Dreams Come True. And a friend of mine, you know, he gets two glasses, and he pours one with water all the way to the top and one halfway. And he asks me the question, which one is mine? Right? And seemingly the full glass would be his because, you know, you think whoever poured it is going to pour more for themselves. He
right.
said, well, actually, I'll take the half glass because I know what I know. I'm willing to learn more.
Hmm. Wow. And that's it. I think ever learning. I think that's the thing. And I think that is, again, another great lesson for all of us, Abraham. And, you know, and I'm so glad, again, that we get this chance to be able not only to catch up, but also to share this, because I know there are people out there that need to know that dreams do come true, as the single with Rebecca says, but also, you know, that with hard work, you know, definitely things do pay off. In our last interview together, and I had made a note of this, I actually pulled up the transcript, Abraham, you said something. I had asked you the question that I always try to ask everyone is, you know, what advice do you give for anyone with a dream? And this is what you said back in 2010. Get up. You only have to do 1% of this thing. Your source will take care of the other 99%. If heavy lifting is a lot for you at 1%, it's not going to happen for you. You have to begin to think yourself forward. Ask yourself, what should I do today? Each day is an opportunity to do something towards your dream. And I think that is such a great thing, and I think you really have lived that ever since then, that if heavy lifting is a lot for you at 1%, you know, then you're really not ready. So thank you, Abraham, for sharing all that you are with us, and we're looking forward to hearing about a great event this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. Big time.
Hey. Always a pleasure, man. Abraham McDonald, again, everyone, has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with him on social media. He's at Abraham McDonald on Twitter. We actually tagged him there, as well as, of course, you can find him at Abraham McDonald 001, as he mentioned, on Facebook as well. The music that you guys heard at the beginning of our program, Dreams Come True, featuring Rebecca Holden, is available on Amazon.com in various forms. We played the version that was my favorite, but you guys can go to Amazon.com and be able to pick out your favorite, as well as while you're there, make sure you guys check out other music by Abraham McDonald as well. You can find that on Amazon as well. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.